not happening or what is. Well, he'll tell us. It's 8 o'clock, WMAL News, and coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Heading into the final month of campaigning for governor of Virginia, a new poll out this morning shows the gap between the Democratic and Republican nominees is getting bigger. The Washington Post Shar School poll gives Democrat Ralph Northam a 53-40% lead over Ed Gillespie. But the poll also reveals that one out of four voters say they could still change their minds before Election Day. Investigators in Las Vegas still can't answer the biggest question of all about last Sunday's shooting rampage, why gunman Stephen Paddock did it. But they are learning more about the large cache of weapons that Paddock accumulated.
Paddock purchased his guns in four separate states, Nevada, Utah, California, and Texas, according to the ATF, frequenting shops in Nevada. He bought several long guns at Cabela's in Verde, according to a law enforcement source. In Las Vegas, he bought a shotgun and a rifle from the New Frontier Gun Shop and two rifles and one handgun from Discount Firearms and Ammo in November and December of 2016.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider, amid calls for action in the aftermath of the Las Vegas massacre, President Trump has so far stayed out of the gun control debate.
Heading to Las Vegas.
We're not going to talk about that today. We won't talk about that.
And in Las Vegas.
We'll be talking about gun laws as time goes by.
President Donald Trump brushed off questions about gun violence and gun control. He'll have to address them eventually as advocates press for change in the aftermath of the massacre in Las Vegas on Sunday. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi vowing during a CNN town hall meeting,
"We're never going to rest until we get this done."
I'm Andrew Spencer.
The district is reportedly not going to ask the Supreme Court to reinstate the city's concealed carry gun law. NBC4 is reporting that Attorney General Carl Racine will make the announcement today that the city is not going to appeal a federal court ruling throwing out that law. Three U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers have been killed in an apparent ambush by suspected Islamic militants in the African nation of Niger. Two other soldiers were wounded. A trial will be held in December to determine if a 2015 property tax increase in Prince George's County violates the county charter.
Jim Wass is one of two plaintiffs suing Prince George's County over the 4% property tax increase.
The charter right now, as we understand it, requires that a tax increase go to a referendum.
He says he and Fred Prince Jr. are suing to get reimbursed for the extra money, and
we're asking that the tax increase be reversed, and then we're also asking that if the tax increase stays, that they're going to put it to referendum first.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In a new report, the D.C. region's top economist says we're still trying to find our identity in a new reality of reduced federal spending.
The evidence, says Dr. Stephen Fuller at George Mason, is in the numbers.
Boston is almost three times our growth rate. Atlanta, Houston, Seattle around four times, Dallas more than five times.
Even Detroit is growing faster than D.C. right now, he says. The federal government constitutes about 10% less of the region's economy now than it did in 2010.
As we look at what could be compensating for losses in federal spending, we're not doing so well.
Non-federal jobs are growing, but not in the best sectors, he says, mainly lower-paying part-time work. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,662, the NASDAQ at 65,35. Sports, the Caps open the regular season tonight on the road against the Senators. Baseball, Arizona beats Colorado in the National League wildcard game. American League, it's Red Sox, Astros, and Yankees, Indians tonight as the division series get underway. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
Depend on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Join the conversation live with Chris Platt, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at WMAL Spree Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere in Alexandria. Chris, Larry, Mary, and Vince live on stage discussing all of the highs and lows in politics today. They'll answer your questions and hold nothing back. WMAL Spree Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or to charge by phone, call 800-745-3000.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Prep your lawn for fall with grass seed, lime, and fertilizer from Potomac Petals and Plants. Their lawn expert, Greg King, can help you have the greenest lawn in town. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, heading out of Aspen Hill, Connecticut Avenue. Not a good option right now if you're coming southbound past the Home Depot on Aspen Hill Road. You're going to hit the tie-up up ahead. All lanes are stopped with the crash southbound Connecticut Avenue before you get to the intersection of Weller Road. So if you haven't committed yet or if you haven't passed Aspen Hill Road, head over to George Avenue. That runs through Aspen Hill without any delays through that stretch. Better option. Now for 270 southbound, we're still in the height of the rush hour here. Through Hyattstown, slowing Clarksburg onto the 270 spur. Top side through College Park and Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. Now Virginia, one of our latest problems. We've had many this morning. We're still in delays heading north of the Occoquan to the 14th Street Bridge. The exit on 395 to get to Duke Street, right now that's stopped. You're heading on the eastbound side of Duke Street. Three-car crash. Now have an ambulance and fire truck on that exit ramp. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the warmth here. A couple of days in the middle 80s, maybe even more. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today. Make it up to 84. Mild start, too. Overnight tonight, in the mid-60s. Suburbs a little cooler. Friday, partly cloudy and a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 53 in Hyattsville, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. One Redskin player says his middle finger flip came after he was assaulted by the N-word. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning to you on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Chuck Ross from the Daily Caller on the progress being made by the Senate Intelligence Committee on that Russia investigation. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais.
Oh, good morning.
He called the president a moron.
When we come back, here's a question for you. Did the Secretary of State call the president, quote, a moron?
Today, in light of a report that he called President Trump over the summer a moron.
The president a, quote, moron during a summer meeting at the Pentagon.
But did he deny having called the president a moron?
At that particular press conference, Anderson, he did not deny that he called the president a moron.
The media outright joyous that the word moron and Donald Trump ended up in a sentence together. Let's find out what Joe Contra from The Hill thinks about this. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Mary, how are you?
Excellent, sir. So what's your reaction to what now the president is calling fake news in a tweet this morning, 16 minutes ago?
Vince, I want to know what the quote was, because I'm getting two quotes. And it's amazing that I'm the only person that picked up on this.
Yes.
I'm not patting myself on the back, but I wrote about this for The Hill today. Let me tell your listeners what I mean. Stephanie Ruhle, who's one of the reporters on this story, 5 hours after the story goes live and it goes viral, she goes on MSNBC. She says, oh, no, actually, my source said that the president is an effing moron. Oh, so why didn't you put that quote in your original story? Why did the effing get taken out? And don't tell me about sensibilities, because you can very easily take a couple of letters out of that and let people know exactly what was said.
Joe, pause for a second. Here's Stephanie Ruhle saying that very thing. Listen to this.
Okay.
Pushback, but he didn't deny it. And I'll tell you, my source,
didn't
and that's
deny
only
the moron
single
piece,
source
right?
for me. Yeah, my source didn't just say that he called him a moron. He said an effing moron.
An effing moron, Joe.
Oh, so you put that in the report, right? No, they didn't. She only adds that after the fact. And why did only her source say effing moron, and then the other reporters in there only had moron? Unless, you know, maybe we're believing sources, again, that are unnamed and may have a motivation to lie and have an agenda.
Joe, I said in my newsroom yesterday at the Daily Caller, I was like, this is the one time where I would be insistent that you put the word effing in your story. Because every other time it's like, no, you can't have that in there. There's no reason for it. This, Rex Tillerson saying that, why did it not appear in that NBC piece?
That's what verbatim means, right? And I reached out to NBC News, I reached out to MSNBC, and no one seems to be able to give me an answer on that. This is the same news organization, by the way, guys, that allowed the Access Hollywood tape to be leaked, and I'm not defending anything that was said in that tape, but, gee, how did that get out to the Washington Post, by the way? That should have been under lock and key.
And I love in your story.
Got that thing out.
I just love in the story how they very, very meticulously told us how many sources backed this up or backed that up. Four sources, four White House officials or four people who have knowledge of this, four versus three, and on and on. So, and of course, President Trump came out and called it all fake news, right? It's fake news.
Joe, I wonder... you know, the president has tweeted about an hour ago now why this and this. I want to see what you think is going to happen. Just do some prediction here on how the media is going to react to this. An hour ago, he tweets, why isn't the Senate Intel Committee looking into the fake news networks in our country to see why so much of our news is just made up fake? I feel like this is a 10 alarm Jim Acosta fire.
You mean, well, let's congratulate Jim, by the way. I mean, I hear he's very close. And this is from 13 unnamed sources. Okay, 13. Tell me that Jim Acosta is this close to getting an endorsement from Irish Spring. That, of course, is the soap company. Of course, it wouldn't be to endorse the soap, but just the box. So good for Jim, and good for Jeff Zeleny and everybody else that ran with the story. But just back to another moron story for a moment. Do you notice how the media was very much like seagulls in this? And Jim Comey made this analogy, I'm going to use it ever since, where you can throw the most perfect bread just out of the oven up to seagulls, they'll eat it. Or you could throw molded bread that's been out for 3 weeks in the sun up to seagulls, and they'll eat it. And here, it was just, we don't care whether this story has any credibility to it or not. We just broke down why it may not. Everybody ran with it as fact. As fact. Not like, boy, you know, the Secretary of State pushed back on this, Vice President pushed back on this, and half a quote was only used. No one decided to scrutinize this in any capacity because they loved the narrative too much. So, to Trump's point, I mean, the Senate looking into it, I think he's, I guess that's tongue-in-cheek. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to shut down these news organizations? We don't want that. If people begin to see what they are in terms of making up stuff sometimes, I'm not saying they do it all the time, but sometimes through these unnamed sources for palace intrigue stories, they'll begin to ignore it. And I think they did during the election, because if people believe the media during the election and all the things they were being told, and the 57 to 59 newspapers endorsing Hillary Clinton, she would have won by a landslide, and they didn't. So that shows you how much influence the media has at this point.
Yeah, I want to move on to Jimmy Kimmel. He, you know, always walked that line. His audience has always been, you know, half Democrat, half Republican. He really was apolitical. And he poked fun at both sides. Well, when his son had medical problems, he got very political with Obamacare versus Trump care. And now he's come out about gun control. And Brian Stelter has something to say about Jimmy Kimmel's speaking out about politics now.
It's because he was a reluctant crusader on the subject of health care. It's because you don't expect him to speak out about gun violence that makes it all the more compelling.
So is Jimmy Kimmel now suddenly America's conscience? Is Jimmy Kimmel now this our new latest political pundit?
Again, I find Brian Stelter's report or analysis on this very interesting. Calls Jimmy Kimmel reluctant. When I'm reluctant, I don't run to Chuck Schumer's office and try to get information on how to get talking points on combating a health care bill. That's not reluctant. I'm sorry. And Kimmel never shared that he was talking with Schumer's office in terms of getting those talking points. And now on gun control, either he has these great comedy writers that suddenly know all about gun policy, or he's getting these talking points, again, from a political party. So with Kimmel, here's the thing. If you go to fact-check him, right, or God forbid he would have like a Ben Shapiro on there that would absolutely clean his clock to debate these things, if you fact-check these people, as we saw with Jon Stewart, and Jon Stewart used to visit the White House all the time and not tell people about it, then they say, I'm just a comedian. Why are you coming after me? I'm just a funny guy. So it's that double-edged sword where they could make these soaring political statements, but then when they're actually called out on it, they get offensive, like, hey, I'm just a comedian. What are you coming after me for? It's nonsense.
What do you read into the press leaning so heavily on Jimmy Kimmel's analysis of everything?
Again, it's just like the Tillerson story. They love the narrative so much that they go, they run with it because they like what they're hearing, and they don't consider the source, and they don't consider where Kimmel is getting his information from, and they don't even consider allowing the other side of the debate to speak. We're at our lowest point in history in terms of our media. It's just so partisan, and it used to be partisan, but they would claim to be objective. Now they're just out in the open saying, yep, we're rooting against this president, this administration, and we don't care. One more point, guys, and I know you got to go. There was a study that came out from Pew earlier this week, and it talked about coverage of Trump. And 75% of the time, Trump's character and leadership is reported or analyzed. Only a quarter of the time are his policies and performance. Boy, that's kind of backward, isn't it? I mean, we're talking too much about the person and not enough about the policy, and these are two examples right here as well.
Yeah, if the press is upset that America's become a popularity contest, why are they still feeding into that side of it? Thank you very much, Joe Concha, joining us this week, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go soap up with some Irish Spring now.
You do that. It is 8:15. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning. You may have heard me talk about the crash earlier this morning. It had been on the 14th Street Bridge, and for a while, only one lane was getting by. Now, as a result, it's been cleared for a little while. We have a huge backup from the Beltway, well over an hour and a half, callers are telling me as they sit in the lineup. And this is just coming off of the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. But 95 is also slow, almost back out of Dale City to the Beltway. So you need to factor all of that in. Extra time is an understatement. Wait it out. But it's going to be a tedious run here trying to get into town through that stretch. If you're thinking about going outer loop to the Wilson Bridge, have a little bit of the stop and go toward Van Dorn, then to northbound 295. A little bit of stop and go to get up toward the Naval Research Lab, checking out the remnants of the southbound 295 crash in that stretch. You'll hit it slow again before the Suitland Parkway to get onto the freeway off the 11th Street Bridge. That's the overall scoop trying to get through that area. 270, be very careful. I'm watching this in the cameras right now. There's a broken down truck southbound 270 as you come past 117. Now, it's going to be in the second lane from the left. Okay, police car is behind the truck. It looks like a box truck and the MDOT truck in front of it, so they're trying to block that off for everyone's safety. Two lanes to the right, one to the left. Again, 270 south at 117, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, look for a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high of 64 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 85 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 61 at 8:17 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Do you know what that music is? That is the theme to Back to the Future.
Oh.
Would you like to know why we would possibly be talking about Back to the Future? Well,
sure,
let me tell you. Police say a central Wyoming man that they arrested for public intoxication claims that he is from the year 2048, and he has been sent back in time.
And people are just drunker and drunker from the future.
To warn, well, one of the problems is he claims he was supposed to be transported to the year 2018, which I guess with time travel, you miss by a year or two, probably. It's like horseshoes, you know what I mean? Close enough, you still get points, right? So he says he's supposed to be transported to the year 2018. They encountered him about 10:30 p.m. on Monday, and he tells them, hey, I'm from the year 2048. Now, I have to tell you, do you ever wonder, you know, like I would think that time travel would be possible in the future. I would like to think that that's something that's possible, right? Jules Verne, we've all thought about it. So why would it not be possible in the future? So like when people like that, if they ever do come back, do you think they would have factored in for the fact that they're going to be arrested and thought of as insane or and locked up and thrown away. Like,
so
no one's going to believe them. No one's going to pay attention to them at all.
The psychology portion of this. So, and then you show up and you get drunk.
Well, that part I haven't told you yet. He told police he wanted to warn the people of Casper that aliens are going to arrive next year, which technically would be 2019 because he was supposed to arrive in 2018.
He's 2 years early.
Yeah, and
they're
going to
forget by then.
As soon as possible, he asked to speak to the president of the town. Problem is, he was really drunk. Public intoxication. He said he was only able to time travel because aliens filled his body with alcohol.
Oh, I see. The alcohol was an embalming fluid. It kept him sustained during the time travel.
How funny, how hilarious would it be, though, if in the future that is how they get, they somehow do something with you to time travel, and we're never going to take these people seriously.
Uh-huh.
Come on, you laugh at this. You don't think that someone from the future could come back, someone from 2048 could possibly come back?
Well, I think that if that was going to happen, we would know about it by now because somebody would have come back from whatever great future they have time travel in.
Right, so they'll come back, but they could have come back, and we've ignored them or put them in jail in Casper, Wyoming, and we don't know about them now.
Yes, it's the alcohol-embalmed humans that are coming back and getting the wrong date.
Yeah, they may not all be like the Terminator.
Then you're from the future, too, is that right?
Right.
Right.
Cyborgs don't feel pain. I do. Listen! And understand that Terminator is out there.
Terminator will not stop ever.
Imagine how disappointing it would be to jump in a time machine and then go back to 2017 and be like, this is what the world is like in 2017? Like, can I just go back to the future again? Because this is what it's like. People are kneeling on the American flag. Like, it's... the whole thing is crazy. It's madness. We don't even know what men and women are. We have no idea. This culture has gone so crazy. Imagine flying back to 2017 being like, why did I do this?
Yeah, but see, you would know.
We spent all this time inventing this tech.
I've given this way more thought than you have. See, because if you came back to 2017, you would already know. They would have taught you about history. They would have taught you about what was going on. You would have been prepared for the time travel. Like I often think about, because I'm a history buff, I often think about, wow, if I could have gone back to the time of the American Revolution, and I could have sat down with Thomas Jefferson, I would have said, all right, the whole Second Amendment thing, you got to flush that out, all right? Because they're going to, in the future, they're going to say militia means the army, the whole the slave thing. All right, they got to be freed now. Like I would have sat down with those and tried to.
Yeah, you sat down with them, and Jefferson would turn to you and be like, "Well, you see, Mary, at its core, everything is racist." And you're like, oh my God, all racist.
I seriously think you need to give more thought to this because I think it is totally viably possible. I don't know if the man in Casper, Wyoming is, but now we'll never know because they have arrested him and deemed him a drunk.
I'm going to keep thinking about it.
I'm sure you will. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Everything we build makes a difference.
It's not just leaves that are falling these days. So are the prices on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. For a limited time, take advantage of their lowest prices of the year. Visit longfence.com today.
Are you looking for the right mattress? Not just a new mattress. This time, get the right mattress. A mattress that is perfect for your sleeping position, for your weight distribution. You need to go and try out Bed Match at Mattress Warehouse. And during their Columbus Day sale, you can save up to 70% and take advantage of 0% financing. Mattresses starting as low as $77. There's a mattress to fit any budget. And you'll get a free box spring with select mattress purchases or save more than $500 on select Stearns and Foster sets. And Mattress Warehouse is Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, and they make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 a month, less than a dollar a night for a good night's sleep. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you, and you can take advantage of these Columbus Day sale prices. Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Visit them at sleephappens.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis. I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
825, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Are you sick and tired of sitting in traffic? Well, 270, the broken down box truck. This is amazing. They were able to get that from the left side over to the right shoulder. So all lanes have been reopened in Gaithersburg, south near 124. However, watch for delays as you come south out of Clarksburg. You get a slight break and then you'll hit the slowdowns again. 370, you're no surprise here. This is the thick of the rush hour onto the 270 spur. Now, let's go into Virginia, where on the inner loop we have a broken down reported near Route 7, heading through Tyson's. 395, tough go, and it looks like it's going to be a while till we can flush out these delays. Earlier crash on the 14th Street Bridge gone, but we are in over an hour and a half ride as you come out of Springfield to the 14th Street Bridge and the exit to go onto Duke Street in the ramp that, toward 395. That's where we have a three-car crash. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam, clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too many complaints here as we head through this Thursday, staying very warm. It's like we'll get into the middle 80s, and it looks like we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine. Record high for the date, though, is 96. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, believe it or not, it is getting cooler. It's 57 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
All right, so, you know, the Equifax testimony earlier this week, the Equifax CEO Richard Smith testifying yesterday before Congress, was, you know, interesting for any number of reasons, including the 145 million Americans had their data breached. But it was also interesting because of who was behind him. This is incredible. Behind him in the video, and we're posting this to WMAL.com, to the morning show page, you had a woman by the name of Amanda Werner. She's an activist. She was dressed as the Monopoly Man, listening dutifully to everything that everyone said. She would react. She had the top hat on. She had a white mustache, which she kept twirling during the hearing. And then she kept trying to put her monocle on. She would put her monocle on and hold it in place. And she was just sitting behind the Equifax CEO as he was testifying before Congress why he lost all of this data for Americans. And it was, and every so often she would take out some money and she would dab her head because she had sweat on it. And then as the hearing was ending, she was walking out of the room and following the CEO, Richard Smith, and she had a big bag of money, and she kept accidentally dropping money everywhere. And it was great performance art, which is rarely seen on C-SPAN, at least to this degree.
Oh, yeah, no.
She's an activist, Amanda Werner. So she's out there, and we're going to put that video on the morning show page.
It was delicious, as I like to say. It was so good because it actually made C-SPAN something interesting. Because, like you said, it's rare performance arts seen on C-SPAN. And the message got through, and she didn't have to disrupt the meeting. She didn't have to scream and yell, and her point got through beautifully. That's the way to do it, people.
And she has excellent mustache twirling form, I should say.
828 on WMAL.
Have you heard the three big lies about Medicaid? One, if you need nursing home care, the nursing home will take your house. Not true. Two, if you transferred assets in the last 5 years, you won't be eligible for Medicaid. Not true. And three, if you're already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Also, not true. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055. 301-610-0055. That's 301-610-0055. Or find us online at felintonlaw.com. That's felintonlaw.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Chuck Ross from the Daily Caller. He'll break down that Senate Intelligence Committee meeting yesterday, that presser, and tell us about the progress that's being made by the Senate Intelligence Committee, or, hey, the lack thereof, because that is a distinct possibility.
No big deal. Just one of the world's greatest reporters joining us in a few minutes.
Says his boss. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Democrat Ralph Northam now has a 13-point lead over Republican Ed Gillespie in the race for governor of Virginia, according to a new Washington Post Schar School poll. But the poll also finds that among likely voters, one-fourth say they could still change their minds before the election. President Trump was somber as he visited hospitals and a police base in Las Vegas.
During his trip to Las Vegas, the president and first lady met with survivors of the deadly mass shooting.
We ask God to ease their suffering and to speed their healing. We pray for the recovery of the injured and those injured officers.
President Trump also met with first responders who ran towards the gunfire and helped people get to safety. In Las Vegas, I'm Omar Jimenez reporting.
D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine will reportedly announce today that he's decided not to continue an appeal to try and reinstate the city's strict concealed carry gun law. NBC4 is reporting the city will not be taking that appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. A Northern Virginia man has been charged with making racist threats directed at Howard University. 26-year-old John Edgar Rust of Alexandria is facing federal charges of transmitting threats over the Internet. Does a 2015 property tax increase in Prince George's County violate the county charter? That question goes to trial in December. Jim Wass is one of the two plaintiffs suing the county over that 4-cent property tax increase.
The charter right now, as we understand it, requires that a tax increase go to a referendum.
Wass's lawsuit could force the county to issue a refund. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,662, the NASDAQ at 65,35. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. It was a slugfest in Phoenix, and the Arizona Diamondbacks prevail, beating the Rockies in the National League wildcard game. The AL Division Series get underway tonight. NHL, it's Caps taking on the Senators tonight to open the regular season. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life. My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start on 395, and that's where we've had major delays this morning out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier crash had been on the 14th Street Bridge, and it was pretty substantial. It's been gone for a while, though. Also, as you're making that ride on 395, the ramp to get to Duke Street, that had been blocked off due to the 3-car crash. Called for an ambulance and fire truck there. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, backing near Route 5 Branch Avenue, but the closer we get to the bridge and those local lanes after crews were trying to clear the crash. And now northbound 295. I know, a lot going on here. 295, we're testing your patience to get up toward the Naval Research Lab. Crash was reported along the way, but the volume extends to the 11th Street Bridge. We're at the merge to the freeway at a fender bender. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. Weak front comes through. Really doesn't change anything much. Cloud, sunshine, even warmer than yesterday. 84. Tonight, 64 outside the Beltway. A little cooler. Partial clouds and sunshine tomorrow. 85. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Centerville, 53 in Greenbelt, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
630. All right, good morning. Listen to Mornings on the Mall with Vince Colonnais and Mary Walter. Jumping right into some of the news from yesterday, we promised that there would be a Senate Intel Committee press conference, and yes, there was. And during it, did we find out anything about their investigation into collusion and the Russian government's supposed interference in the 2016 election? For answers on that, we go now to Chuck Ross, a reporter for the Daily Caller. Chuck, good morning. What was your takeaway from that Senate Intel presser yesterday?
Hey, Vince. How you doing? Thanks for having me. So it was actually a pretty interesting update provided by the Senate committee. Richard Burr and Mark Warner, the two top guys leading that, discussed collusion. They discussed some of the allegations about Facebook and the use of social media by the Russian government. And the biggest takeaway I had concerned the dossier, which, you know, the infamous dossier that by the British spy alleging collusion and blackmail against President Trump. What they said yesterday was that they're still searching for any hint of collusion. They're interviewing witnesses. They've interviewed over 100. They've looked at over 100,000 pages of documents. So they're still investigating whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian government. And they said that a big part of that is this dossier. And they've hit a wall, as Burr said, Richard Burr said. They've been unable to contact Steele. He's apparently refusing to meet with the committee to discuss his findings and his allegations in this dossier. So they're scrambling trying to make that happen. They kind of indicated that it's hard for them to get to the bottom of collusion
yes.
without conceals participation.
So this Trump dossier, I know you've hit the same wall that the Senate Intel Committee has, which is you've been looking into this for many months and have been struggling to find the funding source for this and the genesis of it. And yet here they are, with the power of the subpoena, still not able to find something out. Are you surprised that they've gotten so little done with the Trump dossier?
I actually kind of am. You're right. I've been kind of obsessed with the dossier, actually looking into the who the donors who funded it are. We have a Democratic ally of Hillary Clinton who ultimately paid for this. The identity of that person has been a mystery. The sources of the information in the dossier are still mostly a mystery. I and a lot of other reporters have looked into all these things. I kind of thought that maybe the committee knew some of these, had answers to some of these questions, but apparently they don't. So hopefully, if they could get Chris Steele to cooperate, he would provide some of those clues, which would help unravel some of the mysteries in that dossier.
Now, Christopher Steele, being from overseas, being in England right now, and he is a foreign national. What about Fusion GPS? This is what really baffles me. Fusion GPS, they're just like, yeah, we're just not telling you anything. How does that happen? How do people do that?
That's a great question, actually. So they have met, or the founder of that firm has met with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, the Senate Intel Committee, they gave no indication that Fusion has cooperated. I don't have any reporting saying that they have cooperated with that investigation. So far, they're relying on, different protections such as confidentiality clauses, First Amendment protections, attorney-client privilege to say that they do not have to provide this information. I'll back up a second and say that a lot of this information may have been provided already to the FBI and to Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It's likely, we do know that some of the sourcing information has been provided from Steele to the FBI. Hopefully, Fusion GPS has met with law enforcement as well to hammer out some of these things, but they're just so far not willing to come into a public forum or to talk with Congress about some of the information behind it.
Well, if they've already told the FBI, allegedly, that's what we think has happened, then why do we even need this committee if the FBI already has? Like, why duplicate the effort?
That's an excellent question. I'll say that it's nice to have at least one committee helping relay information to the public, and that's what yesterday's press conference is about. The Senate Intel Committee is one of three committees looking into this. I would argue that it's nice to have that public facing entity telling us what's going on, keeping us updated about what's going on with this huge investigation into Russia, but having three committees is kind of a redundant. They're kind of covering the same ground, competing for the same witnesses. But you're right. At the end of the day, when it comes to looking into possible criminal activity or possible counterintelligence activity by Russia, Mueller's team and the FBI are the final say.
I got the impression yesterday, Chuck, that the Senate Intel Committee is a little hamstrung, though, by the fact that Mueller's investigation exists. With all these, conflicting investigations, and basically redundant investigations, there are things like, for instance, with the James Comey memos and others, that the Senate Intel Committee feels like it can't really spend any more time on because another investigative body has the dominion over it, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. I know that there has been a lot of dialogue between the committees and between the committees and Mueller's team, and I think that Mueller has said, hey, you can't go down that road because we're looking at that. You are not able to look at that. So there is a lot of competition. And, as you said, I think Senate Intel is hamstrung on a few things. I think they are making some progress overall, and, as the senator said yesterday, they hope to have a final report of some sort out within the very near future, hopefully the next few months. Yeah.
But unfortunately, they also said they have no idea how long this investigation can stretch on. So
That's true.
So hopefully we do get some answers because we desperately need them. And it's been many, 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 many months now. And I think people are starting to get really tired of all of this without getting any clear indication of where it's headed. Chuck Ross from the Daily Caller, thank you very much for trying to give us some clarity here this morning.
Thanks, both of you.
All right, 844 now on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
845 WMAL.
Mary, I don't hear you, but...
Oh, there we go. Oh, here, that's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It helps if the mic's on, sorry.
Oh, no, it's all good. Here we go, Maryland. This is northbound side of I-95. So northbound, if you're heading, say, north of Laurel, we have major delays with the crash. It's going to be north of 175. That puts it before Route 100. I see a lot of activity there, mostly to the shoulder, but delays from 216. So if you're taking that trip of 95, plenty of time needed. If you're heading 29 through Columbia, that's a much better option going northbound. Hint, hint. Southbound 95 from the ICC to merge onto each loop of the Beltway. It's been a tough rush hour. 270 south in Germantown. We had the broken down box truck over to the shoulder, then slows as you push out of Gaithersburg onto the 270 spur. And guess what? Since the work zone in Clarksburg is northbound, they set up already. So northbound, we have major delays as you try to get north up toward Hyattstown at 109. That's why out of Clarksburg, you're finding that northbound slowdown. Virginia, it's been a tough go. 395 still delays out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge from an earlier crash. Gone now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the warmth here, a couple of days in the middle 80s, maybe even more. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today, make it up to 84. Mild start, too. Overnight tonight, in the mid-60s, suburbs a little cooler. Friday, partly cloudy and a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
You know, I think it's really good to go out on a nice story. We hear, you know, the world has been filled. It was just so much tragedy lately.
In division.
And these people don't like those people. Well, two very odd groups got together in the cause for one thing, with one common cause. Hillary Clinton was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Tuesday, you know, pushing her book. She was at her book tour. She spoke to more than 2,500 supporters at a sold-out event at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. They paid $50 to $375 to see her blame other people for her
cha-ching
loss.
Wow.
Yeah, she blamed the perfect storm of negative media coverage, the FBI investigation into her private email server, and information warfare waged against us from within the Kremlin. All right,
yes,
so
indeed.
She's on that tour. So outside are these people protesting her, and there were pro-Trump people who were protesting Hillary Clinton. There were people who were supporting Hillary Clinton, and there were Bernie Sanders supporters who were also protesting Hillary Clinton. So the Bernie Sanders supporters and the Trump supporters both protesting Hillary Clinton.
What? It's happening.
So the Trump supporters literally crossed the street. I mean, see, the Sanders supporters literally crossed the street, went up to the Trump supporters, and they started talking to them. Next thing you know, they're taking pictures together.
It's happening.
Gotta get his shirt in, though.
So here's this Trump supporter saying, "Gotta get his shirt in," and it's a Bernie shirt, right? It's a pro Bernie shirt. Then they have him get together with the woman next to him, who's holding up a Trump sign. So he's in the middle. She's got a Trump sign. The woman next to him is a Trump supporter. She's got a pro Trump sign. The Bernie guy is in the middle. And here's what he had to say to them.
You Trump people are a lot better mannered than the Hillary people.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, what is that?
Oh, Lord.
You Trump people are a lot better mannered than the Hillary people?
Yeah. So he came over, and it was like they were exchanging big goods. You're like, oh, come on, I've got granola. Would you like to share? So they were all holding each other's signs, and they all came together as one to protest Hillary inside. So I'm surprised that it didn't happen sooner, that that the Sanders supporters did not vote en masse for Trump to defeat Hillary after what she did to Sanders.
Yes. The Trump people can teach them self-reliance. The Bernie people can teach them showering skills when you don't have access to water. I feel like this is a marriage made in heaven. And by the way, go back to the campaign. The Venn diagram of Bernie supporters and Trump people who are upset with, like, the elites and the system and the way things are and the way politics is, there's a lot of intersection there. And now you're seeing them finally begin the process of marrying, at least on the streets.
Yeah, well, if they don't have Hillary to bring them together in 2020, I don't know what's going to happen. But it was really
well, she's promised
nice.
Not to go away, so.
Oh, that's true.
There'll be that.
That is true. One can only hope that Hillary runs again in 2020. Would that just not be just a dream? It'll be such an exciting
election. Well, I know what to get you for Christmas.
Hillary Clinton running for president. It is 850 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Some people choose a wine based on the grape. Cabernet, Chardonnay. Others choose by region, California or France. Still others make the decision by looking at the price tag. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new study out of France, where else, finds that the price of a bottle of wine really does have an impact on its perceived taste. Researchers asked participants to sample wines while lying down inside an MRI scanner. Tough job, I know. What happened was the medial prefrontal cortex and ventral striatum lit up more when the wine prices were higher. Researchers say the former is involved in integrating the price comparisons and expectations into the valuation of the wine. The latter forms part of the brain's reward and motivation system. It's just a fancy way of describing a marketing placebo effect. After all, sometimes, as you know, the best wine is the cheap stuff. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit ndgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Dale City Gun Show is back with the biggest show ever. This weekend at the Dale City VFW. New management. 165 tables. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes both days. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The biggest, best Dale City Gun Show ever. Dale City VFW this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
855 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So much still going on. If you can help it, don't commit to the 12th Street Tunnel northbound. There's an oversized truck in there. Doesn't fit through near Independence Avenue and blocks a lane. So that is just jammed again in the 12th Street Tunnel. 395 out of Springfield, to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We've had a difficult morning with heavy delays remaining. Looks like a new incident near Duke Street. Cruiser responding there to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Accident on the bridge span in the local lanes at the far right side. Still with big delays back near Route 5 Branch Avenue, so you're not out of the woods by far here crossing the Wilson Bridge. 295 southbound near Burroughs. They were still in the process of clearing a crash. Watch for delays out of Chevrolet Riverdale. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Boy, we continue to heat it up. A mix of clouds and sunshine, most likely making it into the middle 80s as we get into this afternoon, well above the average high of 72. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Join the conversation live with Chris Platt, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnaise at WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere in Alexandria. Chris, Larry, Mary, and Vince live on stage discussing all of the highs and lows in politics today. They'll answer your questions and hold nothing back. WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or to charge by phone, call 800-745-3000.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from five seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of October 16th, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Kane, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new, groundbreaking tax lien investment kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
Coming up tomorrow on WMAL, Brett Baer will be joining us. But more important than Brett Baer, we've got Vince Colonnais. I mean,
Thank you very much.
Can you ask for anything more exciting than that? I mean, he brings it every single day.
I'll be back. Thanks for laying it on thick. Here's Chris Plant.
Good morning. Billie Jean King's back in the news.
Get out!
Billie Jean King, who knew? Who knew that she was even still was? The statue at Columbus Circle in New York, New York, now requires 24-hour security. It's got a security detail.
Well,
it's
when
got
you raise the ire of the Italians.
It's, you know, it's getting crazy out there. President Trump to Las Vegas yesterday, and a great deal more, of course.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL.